The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul.
It does. Certainly settles in your soul.
Always in your soul.
It do.
How you doing, brother?
Doing good. How you doing, pal?
So far, so good.
Good. Terry Raposa here with Wynn Carpenter on Jefferson State of Mind with Travis, our wonderful producer.
Good morning, gentlemen. Did it come through? Okay, there it is.
It finally did.
There you pushed the wrong button again.
That's all right, buddy.
Well, at least you didn't hit that other button last week.
I got it.
Sally, darling, I know you're listening, so remind me to bring Travis a Jefferson shirt.
Aw, thank you.
Okay, so now I won't forget because I talked to my memory.
Well, now the whole world knows.
Yeah, the whole world knows.
The world does know. Broadcasting live, KCNR, 96.5 FM, where the music sounds better, 1460 AM. We are podcasting all over the world, and we are archived.
And beyond.
And beyond. And beyond.
Into infinity
with
and
both
beyond.
Things. So there's a lot of things going on here, and I kind of want to start out this morning with what's been going on as far as even locally in different areas. I don't know if anybody saw the West Covina Facebook page with the young man standing out in front of his restaurant.
Yep.
Now get this. The health department official comes, kind of like our Karen Randstrom or what's that other guy's name, Donnell Ewert. They show up. They tell this young man he has to tell people, get this, that are on a bench, a public bench.
Outside his restaurant.
Outside his restaurant, that they need to leave. He has to do that.
On a public sidewalk?
On a public sidewalk.
Hmm.
And, I mean, that's the kind of crap that we're getting from these health officials. They need to go. And the police, I mean, the police in West Covina, shame on you. Standing there, four of you, for crying out loud, four of you talking to this young guy, and yeah, he's upset. They're shutting down his business. How is he even supposed to feed his family? How is his cook supposed to feed the family? How are the people who work for him supposed to feed themselves and their families? And a public official is coming over there telling him that he has to do your work by removing somebody, and you don't even have the right to remove somebody from a bench. You don't even have that right. Standing there, and I mean, to me, I mean, I'm not, this is not a blame or a call out to all police. This is a call out to West Covina. Seriously, you guys? Seriously. I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing what I'm told. I'm just doing my job. No, you're not. Your job is to uphold the Constitution.
The Nazis said that too.
The Nazis did say that. The Nazis said that. It's disgusting. And one other thing, too, as we look at what's happening with businesses just locally in a lot of towns, the sheriff's department should be standing between
interposing. Oh my gosh.
Between any agency or agent that's trying to shut down a business or trying to do something illegally. That's where the sheriff's department should be. Well, we're not going to enforce it. Oh, good. Okay, that's fine. You're going to sit on the sidelines till maybe you're forced to, and then, you know, to enforce something.
Well, the elected officials should be standing in there as well because they're there to represent the public.
So just not doing anything and saying, well, you know, we're not going to do that. We have other things to handle. No.
No, that's not acceptable.
Your job is to serve and protect. You know, and I've seen a lot of police out there. And, again, this is not police bashing. But, you know, they're in body armor, full body armor, all kinds of stuff. And I get that. And they should be. But you as a citizen who's their employer, you can't even carry a gun without permission. you can't even walk down the street as a law-abiding citizen.
You mean legally you can't.
Legally. It's kind of like, you know, the word privilege. What's privilege now? I guess the privilege now is you can have as the song says, or the young man said on the show previous, that you can have $300 sneakers, yet you don't have a job. You can have a cell phone, but you don't have to pay for it. You don't have to pay your rent because that's the new privilege. Who pays for that? The people who do work, the people who abide by the law. And you know what? Abiding by the law now, what does that mean? I mean, what does that mean? If you abide by the law...
Until they change it.
Until they change it. Oh, I'm sorry. Hey, you know, Travis, why don't you bang on the window when you've got that? Because I hate to leave people hanging. Michael, what say you, my friend?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Wynn.
Good morning.
Gary.
Is this Mike Ware?
This is Mike Ware from Glynn County.
Oh, hey, brother. How you doing?
Good, good. Hey, I'm calling in because... a friend of mine and I were talking, and we decided that we were going to listen to President Trump when he tweeted about everybody going to the big protest in D.C. on January 6th. Be there. It will be wild, he said. That piqued our interest, and we started considering it and thinking about all the masks on the planes and airports and things like that, and decided that... you know what? Let's just get in the truck and let's get going over there. Let's drive over there.
Wow.
So we got a pickup truck with a camper shell, and we're going to go. We're just going to head that way. So I'm putting the word out there. If right now we got a one-car convoy started, and if somebody else wants to come along with us, we're going to be leaving from Willows, California on the 2nd. That's next Saturday at 10 a.m., going via route of Reno. They want to meet us in Reno. We'll be the Circus parking lot at 1:30 p.m. and then from the pedal to the metal.
So now, what parking lot was that again?
The Circus parking lot in Reno at 1:30 as a staging point. That people want to just meet us there from wherever they're coming from in California. If they can be there then, we'll stage there for we'll wait there probably. We'll be getting there about 1 o'clock. We'll be there 30 minutes, and then 1:30, we're going to be pedal to the metal heading east.
Okay, so...
That's awesome.
How do they get a hold of you?
My email is maware, that's M-A-W-A-R-E 777 at Gmail.
Okay,
so... maware 777 at Gmail.
Okay, I'm just going to repeat.
And,
go ahead.
I'll be checking that as we get over there, and I'm also going to be posting to Facebook as we go along. I was inspired by Matt Sexton down there in Modesto at the Jefferson Group. You know, he's a Jefferson supporter. He just got back from D.C. over there, and I was watching some of the activities there. It kind of inspired me there. And then I saw that yesterday morning Trump did another tweet, 5:14 a.m., says the Justice Department, justice in quotes, of course, and the FBI have done nothing about the 2020 presidential election voter fraud, the biggest scam in our nation's history, despite overwhelming evidence. Mm-hmm. They should be ashamed. History will remember. Never give up. See everyone in D.C. on January 6th. Now, the significance of January 6th is the day that the electors go to Washington. Isn't that true?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. So it's going to be wild.
Okay, I want to repeat this so people get it. And so stay with me, my brother, and stop me if I'm wrong. Okay, first of all, you are meeting on January the 2nd at 10 a.m. You're leaving from
Willows.
Okay, from Willows.
At the Black Bear Diner.
That's what I was looking for, at the Black Bear Diner. So you're going to be at Black Bear meeting there at the Black Bear Diner.
We're going to be eating breakfast at the Black Bear at 8 o'clock.
Oh, there you go.
And we're going to leave at 10.
Gotcha.
Okay,
so you'll be leaving the Black Bear Diner at 10 a.m. from Willows. You are going to head toward Reno. You'll be at the Circus parking lot around 1 p.m., and you're going to leave the Circus parking lot at 1:30.
That's right.
And if they want to caravan with you or get any more information, your email address is maware, 777 at gmail.com. Yes?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, there you go.
Great. You know, and Mike, I got to tell you, you're a patriot. Thank you so much, my brother. We'll make sure this gets out on Facebook. I did get your email. We'll make sure that everybody in the world gets it. I can't say enough about your stand, but I do want to say one quick thing. We only have about 30 seconds, and then we got to let you go, Mike, because we have a break. But I do want to say this about Mike Ware. This is a man who works hard. He's a farmer. He loves his community, he loves his family, he loves his God, he loves his country. And he's standing up and he's doing something. He's getting in a truck with his buddies and it's going to drive probably 4 days, well, 2 days anyway, to get there to stand with the president holding an SOJ flag. I mean, how cool is that? That's We're going to have to awesome. Name a street after you when Jefferson happens.
That's uncalled for. As long as we get the work done, that's all that matters. We don't need the credit.
I know, brother. All right. Anyway, God bless you. And
Mike, you guys travel safely, all right?
Yes, sir.
Yes, we will.
Watch the weather.
We'll be posting some updates on Facebook.
Yes.
Follow me on Facebook. It's Michael A. Ware.
Yes, as many videos as you can send so we can get them out and go ballistic with it.
Yeah, I'm gonna do the best I can because I just started on Facebook probably about 4 months ago, and Twitter I just started last week, and
you're awesome.
I'm just getting my feet wet on all this stuff
sir.
That I can get with the times.
See what you can do about getting banned like all the other good patriots.
I went into it just to promote Jefferson, and I planned on getting banned when I started the account.
All right, brother. God bless you. And with that. Time has come.
For 51.
Let's get it done.
Amen.
As I walked out, all the streets were empty. The government said everyone should stay home. Then they spread fear and loathing and no hope for the future. Not many did question this very strange move.
Redding Kia is proud to be a part of Holiday Salute this season. We love our veterans and we thank them for their service to our country. Command the season. Save on our new lineup of winter-ready vehicles, like the 2021 Kia Sportage and the 2021 Kia Seltos. Now with a 20-year, 200,000-mile limited powertrain warranty at no extra cost. Redding Kia, 418 East Cypress Avenue. Come see us today. Happy holidays. RedingKia.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
No longer high risk. Then 2 days later, they put us under lockdown. Then why are we not being told the truth? By all the media outlets.
That is Van Morrison, the Van Morrison. Brown Eyed Girl. Remember all that good stuff? Maybe, maybe not.
He cut a record or two, didn't he?
He did. He did. His band is called, let's see here. It is called State 51 Conspiracy. I wonder if he knows about Jefferson. Anyway, going back to Mike Ware very quickly. What a patriot. Stand-up guy, a farmer. He is now heading toward Washington, D.C. He will be heading out on January the 2nd at 10 a.m., from the Black Bear Diner in Willows.
A week from yesterday.
Yep. He will be going to Reno, where people can meet him there at Circus Circus in the parking lot. They'll be there between 1 p.m. and 1:30. And they are heading straight for Washington, D.C. to stand with the president, for the president, etc. If you want to get a hold of Mike, His email address is maware777@gmail.com. Talking about Patriots, we have my brother on here, Carlos Zapata. How are you, my brother?
Hello, Carlos.
Carlos,
are you there?
You there, brother?
Did we lose him?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Well, there you are.
There you are.
You might have to turn your radio down just a little bit so you don't get feedback.
Gotcha.
Yeah, because you're about 12 seconds behind us with the radio. Is it 12, Travis? 7 seconds. Just enough time to get in a swear word.
Before he hits the dumb button.
How are you, brother?
Doing great. How are you, Terry? How are you, Wynn?
Doing well. Thank you.
Carlos has been a patriot. He's been a guy who stood up for everybody and a man who means what he says and will say what he means. And Carlos, my friend, we were talking this morning, and I want to just give you some time here. The main thing is, the bottom line is, I think the government is coming after our kids. They're coming after our kids any way they can. I'd like you to expound on that, brother.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit, Terry, you know, and I think you're absolutely right that when they face people like us who are going to fight back, you know, they cower and they give up, and they know that they can't impact and affect, you know, people who are strong and set in their ways, but what they can go after is our children, and that's exactly what they're after now. It's this whole indoctrination, you know, our education system has failed us and has really become, you know, just a cesspool for liberal ideology being taught at a very young age. You know, by the way, our history books are being rewritten. They are completely coercing and subverting the entire system, you know. And now we're getting to a point where, you know, you said something this morning that really made me think a little bit, you know, about them actually taking your children at this point, you know. And they've really weaponized this whole virus to be able to do that kind of thing, right, where I could see that happening eventually, where if you choose not to vaccinate your kids, if you choose not to put your kids in school, if you choose, you know, to teach your kids, bring them up differently, that there will be grounds for them to be able to actually physically take your children from you. And early on in this pandemic, that was something that was being talked about a lot. And, you know, we really threw up the red flag when we heard that, you know, when they said that they would start quarantining families apart from each other, and that, you know, if the parents had COVID, that the children would be taken to a safe spot to be able to quarantine themselves. And, you know, so this conversation that we had, this is not a far-fetched idea that this kind of thing could actually happen to us.
So do you think they're going to use any means necessary, possible, or available to use the kids in any way they see fit?
You know, I wouldn't put anything past them at this point, when I think that there's a big movement to turn kids against their parents. And that's been happening forever, for ages, right? I mean, you know, you teach your kids one thing at home, and they come home from school a couple of days later, and they tell you that you're wrong. They tell you that what they're being taught is right, and, you know, it's different from whatever values you're instilling in your own home. You know, so I don't put anything past them. I think they will absolutely turn our children against us, and they'll use them, because those are our true heartstrings. If there's anything that we do it for our children, and they know that's our Achilles heel, if you will.
Right. You know, a lot of the young mothers are standing up and the moms are standing up. And, you know, it's we need the dads to stand up along with them. I mean, they're going after your kids, and they're going after them, as you know, with the vaccines. They're going after them in college. You send a kid off to college, they come home. They go in there a conservative, they come out a liberal. They're going after them in sex education as young as 5, 6 years old in school. I mean, at what point, parents, do we stand up and say, enough of this? And one quick thing I want to run by you, Carlos, and see what you think. I heard on the Jesse Waters show that, you know, they had a couple of pundits on there, both in their little suits, and their comment was, you know, we need to do this respectfully. We need to do this in a way that's, you know, law-abiding. Well, what's the law anymore? But respectfully. We need to be respectful. Do we need to be respectful to a criminal?
No, we absolutely don't. No, we're so mild-mannered and respectful that it's actually working against us at this point, you know, where, you know, we try to be very respectful. We try to be very polite individuals, you know, on the conservative side, and it's cost us everything we have for being that. You know, I made a post a while back on Twitter, and I said, you know, I guess the Democrats were willing to do more gangster stuff than we were, you know. And at this point, we need to become gangsters and do the same gangster stuff that they've been doing, you know, because they're winning the population over a bunch at a time. And even if they're not being successful in reaching, you know, conservative areas, you know, they're isolating us from the rest of the country here on our own. But I want to say a couple things, Terry, that there's a reason that we're seeing so many mothers and so many women lead this movement. We're seeing a lot of women in this movement. I mean, just take a look at our own community here with the Open Shasta conservative movement. There's a lot of moms, a lot of women, because they are 100% making sure that their children are taken care of. And I've been a little bit disillusioned, to be honest with you, with a lot of the fathers. You know, and I'm calling them out a little bit because I feel like they haven't really been men in this whole thing. They're allowing the women to play both roles. You know, so take that for what it is. Another thing about college that you were saying, I made a post on Facebook here just, you know, about 30 minutes ago saying that the reason that the left wants free college is because they want to be able to indoctrinate or brainwash the next generation of idiots. You know, so Of course they're going to make it free. That's one of Joe Biden's big pushes. You know, they want free college for everybody. And why wouldn't they? You know, what a great way to be able to funnel everybody into, you know, a system of brainwashing.
Well, why don't we boycott all the universities and just, if the kids want to do something, how about trade schools? Why don't we get them out, just inundate the trade schools where they have to physically learn how to do a specific trade or multiple trades if they want, you know, depending on if what their interests are. Why don't we do that? We turn them into productive citizens of the United States. They're out there earning a living and adding to what we have versus going out there and being, you know, abstract thinkers and abstract talkers with no experience and no knowledge. Why don't we do something like that?
And I hope there is, and I think there will be a movement eventually, and our trades are hurting right now. I mean, our trades are hurting. There's a reason that we're paying such high top dollar for people in trades right now, because there just is not enough of them, you know, and it's hard to get, you know, to get somebody to come out to build you a house or to plumb a line or to, well, whatever it might be, you know, at this time, because we were told from the time that we were young that it's going to end up being a plumber. You know, well, guess what? A plumber's making $120 an hour, you know, and I say this over and over again. I sound like a broken record, but what Wynn said is absolutely true. We have to flood these trade schools and teach our kids that learning valuable skills far exceeds the importance. Exceeds the importance of, you know, whatever you learn in college. I mean, I have a four-year degree, a master's degree in social science and history, and I couldn't tell you three things that I learned in college except for how to drink beer and you know, buddies on a Thursday night, you know. But
we took the same class.
Oh, yeah.
but we were sold that lie. We were sold that lie that you have to do that. That is what sets you apart. That is what measures your success as not only as an individual, but your success as a family, right? If your kid goes to the college, man, you brag to all your friends about how your kid got into Princeton or whatever.
Yeah, it's like the answer to everything is going to university or college and JC or university, either one. It's like the answer to everything, but it's not the answer.
It is. There's a guy I follow, and you guys should check out Gary Vaynerchuk. He goes by Gary V. I don't know if you've heard of him. He's a great, you know, billionaire at this point, businessman, started all kinds of companies at a very young age and really used the internet to build his companies. He does a lot of internet marketing now. And Larry King interviewed him and asked him, you know, would you hire, you know, a kid straight out of college or a kid straight out of high school, you know? And I'm paraphrasing all this, but he says, you know, every day of the week I would hire a kid who had not been to college, you know, because they are the most innovative thinkers. They are the ones who are and will, you know. So I think there's a movement out there of people, you know, and he says that if he has a little rant that he does, you can Google Gary Vaynerchuk college rant. It's about a 45-second rant. He talks about how we wrap our identity around our kids going to college, you know, and how college is really the biggest racket that exists. You know, going to debt that you can't even write off, you know. You can't even declare bankruptcy on. For what? I mean, how many college graduates do we know that are washing dishes? You know, not that there's anything wrong with being a dishwasher, but you certainly didn't have that plan for yourself when you went and spent tens of thousands of dollars on a college education.
Well, and you can't get out from under that debt with some of these jobs that you're forced to take because your degree doesn't qualify you for work. You know, that's the problem.
It really doesn't. And we have literally right now, as I'm holding my phone, I'm looking at this thing, and this is a tool, eternal love, knowledge, right? I can learn just from what's in my hand right now. I can Google, I can search anything I want, I can look up, I can read whatever I want to read. You know, granted that there's a lot of censorship that goes on now, you know, as you talked about and alluded to, you know, but we have all the information we need at our fingertips. And if these young people are growing up from the time they're 10 years old with these things and using them in a positive way to build online companies and online stores and are able to really manipulate this system, they're going to be billionaires by the time they're 30 years old, you know, or at least millionaires if they do it right. So why would they invest all that money to go to college? I mean, I just don't see it. Unless you're going to be a doctor or a lawyer or a nurse or something that requires a certain kind of license or degree. But if you're going to go, you know, be a philosophy major, like I was a history major, it's like, dude, learn a lot more history on your own, you know, by traveling and reading on your own.
Carlos, we're going to have to go off to a break. Can you hold on, brother, and stay with us?
Sure. Absolutely.
Outstanding. Okay. If you have a question for Carlos Zapata, you can call into 530-605-4567, 605-4567. We only have one line open, but if you're quick, call in, because time has come.
For 51.
Let's get her done.
Amen.
Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading as part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer. Car wash coupons or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
No kind of normal at all. Everyone seems to have amnesia. Just trying to remember.
Well, we're back. And before we bring Carlos back on here, Carlos Zapata, if you have a question for him, by the way, it's 605-4567, 605-4567. But I had a thought, and I may as well run this by – I ran it by Carlos already this morning, but I want to – run this by Wynn. That is, I think we need to start a movement called Moms for the Second Amendment and make a t-shirt that'll say, pedophile, you give my kid hugs, we fill you full of slugs. You like that, Carlos?
I do. You know, this whole idea, you know, that, and I don't know if you guys have seen this, it's absolutely appalling. I realize it's absurd. I watched this video of this TED Talk where this woman was trying to convince people in the audience that pedophilia was a sexual orientation. Have you guys seen that one?
Yes.
But it's sickening.
It's sickening.
I mean, it makes a lot of vomit to talk about it, you know. And, yeah, so she's trying to convince her. She says something like, imagine going your whole life not being able to realize your sexual expectations or whatever she says, you know. And I'm like, holy smokes. So that's what we're doing. We're normalizing everything that's weird. We've normalized everything that we used to, you know, call the fringes of society, things that we used to keep our kids away from. Now the schools are pushing to normalize for this next generation of kids.
Well, yeah, it's like when we talk about privilege, you know. I mean, you know, privilege is you get to go to school with $300 sneakers that you didn't pay for, but you're privileged to get it. You're privileged for a cell phone. If you're an illegal alien, you're privileged to $18,000 or $1,800. And what do you think about this whole bill about, I mean, some of our guys caved. It's really kind of a sad deal, but some of our congressmen caved for 600 lousy dollars. What do you think about that?
That they did. I think, well, there's two sides to this deal, and I'll talk about both sides as I see it, you know. But let me start by saying this, is that I really don't want the government money at all. I wish it was $0. I wish they would just open up the economy and make a living for us.
Well, don't forget, it's not government money. It's our money.
Well, you're right. This is my next point, Wynn, is that, you know, if they're going to pay us back all of it. You know, don't insult me by paying me $600 or even $2,000. And I appreciate what the president's doing, and I get that $2,000 really will help a lot of households, and I hope that does pass. You know, it really should. But what we need to do is look at the more systemic problem that we are facing right now, which is just getting our economy open for everybody to go to work again.
That's right.
You know, that would be the pay raise that we can see. That's going to get us back on track. You know, now, I did see this other side, and I want to what you guys think about this. Dan Crenshaw about this on Twitter.
Hey, Carlos, you're breaking up a little bit, buddy.
Yeah. You're kind of breaking up.
Hey,
we're losing you there. Are you there? Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
There we can. Yes.
Hello.
We can hear you there. Yeah.
I don't have the best service out here where we live. I don't know what part you heard there, if you heard my part about Dan Crenshaw.
Go ahead and repeat it, brother. It's fine. You can repeat it because we didn't.
The other side of this deal that I hadn't really thought about, you know, Dan Crenshaw brought this to light in a comment that he made on Twitter, and he said that, because he got called out for it, as somebody that I've kind of respected in the past, and he's done some things, you know, that have made me question him, you know, but nevertheless, what he said that what the American people were seeing or didn't see was that the annual bill that got passed, they lumped it all together into one big thing, you know, where they would have separated it $100 if we had agreed upon originally. Now, the problem wasn't the $600. I don't think that it would have been as expensive as $600.
You're breaking up, brother.
Carlos, you're still rough.
You're really
hard to hear.
We're getting about every other
can
word.
Can you hear me?
You're getting about every other word.
Can you hear me?
That's better.
I'm not getting service.
That's what happens in East County.
are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Hello?
Hello.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. You want me to call back?
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you do that? That'd be good.
Yeah. Okay, Carlos Zapata will call back. And Mark Baird called in a little while ago and then was gone. And Kimisabi.
That was.
Where is you?
That was probably part of the. You know, we're getting tracked on all of our stuff. There's a lot of weird stuff going on phone wise.
Yeah, there is phone wise stuff. Mm-hmm. A lot of weird stuff we're getting. Lots of it, like line being busy when it's not. We're getting a lot of that. Well, maybe that's why Van Morrison named his band after us.
Okay, Carlos, you back, buddy?
Carlos, you back?
Hello.
I'm back.
Okay.
Okay, and then you want to make sure your radio's off, brother. Cool. Okay, shoot away. This is take number 3.
Yep. So we're gonna get my time. So Ben Crenshaw made a comment on Twitter, you know, about
yeah, not gonna do it again.
Said that entire thing together. Are you there?
You've as you're talking, you fade in and out as you're speaking. It just fades in and out, and we only get every other word and not enough to hear what you're really saying. So it's not working for you.
Yeah. Well, I might have to cut it off then for some reason going up.
Okay, well, what we'll do is we'll get you in studio, and then hopefully we can get together a little bit later this week. You and I can get together and chit chat about some stuff. But yep, Carlos Zapata has been amazing. I love you, brother, and you've been amazing. And I wish you weren't cutting out. Doggone it!
Tell that beautiful bride we said hi.
Yeah, yeah. Say hi to Becca for us. And
okay, thank
hello.
Oh, there you are.
Love you guys.
Love you, brother.
Bye. Yeah, that's hard. We apologize to listeners. It's tough when you're trying to talk to somebody via phone line. And our phone lines don't always work well here either, but it sounds more like it's on his end with the cell service. And, you know, when you just leave East Reading and you kind of start heading east a little bit, it does that to you. So, you know, it happens, and we're sorry for the struggle here. We're going to move on, make things happen. So now we have Mark Baird on the line. Good morning, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, brother. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, we can hear you. We're doing great. We can hear our guest. Shoot away. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, Dennis Prager wrote a great article about the Sovietization.
You do need to speak up a little, Mark. You really do need to speak up a little. It's not. I don't know what's wrong with these phone lines. We apologize, but you need to speak up a little. Go ahead.
Dennis Prager wrote a great article about the Sovietization of California and of America. And It was really insightful in the sense that he points out that the state employee unions own the state, and they do. They own you. They own your money. They own the state. They own everything you do through the illegitimate legislature of the Mono Party in Sacramento, filled with the liars and criminals, led by King Newsom, the liar and criminal in chief. And we all submit to that. And there is a Sovietization of the United States, in which certain states with the monoparty type government that California has, California pioneered the stolen election with ballot harvesting and vote by mail and ballots for illegals. And Alex Padilla, the liar in chief of the Secretary of State, is now going to be a United States Senator to replace the Kwanzaa Queen, Kamala Harris. And Soviet Padilla, their comrade Padilla, pioneered voter fraud and I was personally involved in an investigation of voter fraud, saw it firsthand, and he did nothing about it. Even though his investigators initiated the investigation, it went nowhere, and his investigator said, oh, Padilla won't do anything about this because he wants everybody to vote, even illegal. So we live in a state that steals elections all the time, run by a state employees union, in which we're all prisoners, and we all are complicit in that, because we don't say no. Abraham Lincoln said, and the Bible said it first, actually, a house divided against itself cannot stand. And so Prager's conclusion to this was, he wonders how long it will be before the communist states of America enter into open conflict with the free states of America. And where will we stand? You know, Donald Trump came to the United States presidency as an outsider, not a politician, to drain the swamp. And he was there for us. I mean, he gave us tax cuts. He gave us smaller government. He gave us less regulation. He's getting us out of some foreign wars that we have no business in. Osama bin Laden's been dead for years. We have no business in Afghanistan. We had no business in Iraq to start with, and on and on and on. And he got us a vaccine for the Wuhan China virus. And by the way, the Chinese Communist Party let a bioweapon loose on the world. Hey, California, their answer to that was give them a $1.5 billion contract
for
masks that don't work. You know, there is no consequence for this bad behavior. We're all sitting here like a bunch of silly, stupid little slaves going, oh, well, you know, I'm going to fight it. I'm just not going to wear my mask when I go to Walmart. Well, that's a big deal. And we do nothing. We have no Second Amendment in California, and we do nothing. We have an assault on our government, an assault on our way of life with a stolen presidential election, and we do nothing. And Donald Trump sacrificed for us. The guy's a billionaire. He didn't have to do what he did. He did it for us. And where are we when he needs us? And January 6th is a big deal. I mean, when you look at this Wuhan release bill that came up, you're going to get $600, but Pakistan's going to get $10 million. The Sudan is going to get $700 million for some undisclosed purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Central America is getting $306 million to fight corruption. That's a laugh. I mean, they'll probably use the money to cement the corruption. $300 million to Caribbean countries to do fish counts. $500 million to Syria to build a border wall. I thought border walls were good.
Exactly right.
I thought you shouldn't restrict the free movement of people wherever they wanted to go so that they could better their lives in a better country like Syria under the dictatorship of Assad. I mean, $86 million to Cambodia for Lord knows what, $1.3 billion to Egypt to persecute and murder Christians on a daily basis. $1.4 billion to the Asian Reassurance Act. Well, who was it again that invented the Wuhan China bioweapons virus? Oh, it was an Asian country. But we're going to give them billions of dollars to reassure them. Well, reassure them about what? That it's okay to release a bioweapon anytime they want? What on earth are the people of America smoking?
Well, yeah, you're right about all of that. And I think the thing, too, is that, you know, everything you've just brought up is amazing. It adds up to about $6 billion. And I'm not trying
to... A lot more than that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I just tried to do it fast in my head. You're right, my friend. It is more than that. But even at $6 billion, what was our congressman thinking? What was he thinking? I mean, okay, well, everybody gets $600?
I don't even know if he voted for it. But
yeah, he did.
Is,
he did vote for it. That's the point.
The point is the president should not sign it. And guess what? He's got the backbone to not sign it. You know what should be in this Wuhan, China bioweapons virus bill? Nothing but returning the stolen money of the American people back to the American people's pockets. Why on earth is anything in the Wuhan relief bill except relief to the Americans who paid that money to the government to take care of their needs and wants to begin with? Why would anyone be getting any of our money?
I agree.
Except us,
yes.
In order to relieve us from the Wuhan
yes.
bioweapons virus.
Yes, and all that. Jesse Waters said almost the same thing, and I know last night, and I've only seen him maybe three times in a year, but he said that he listed all the exact same things and said, people, what are you doing? You're all sitting around with your thumbs up your rear. Nobody's doing anything or standing up for anything. Have we just come to a point to where we're just like frogs being cooked, you know, in hot water or warm water, going to hot water? Nobody's doing anything.
I think Jesse's wrong about that. I think frogs are much smarter than we are. I'm dead serious.
Not wrong there.
Not wrong there, my brother.
And you know what? Here's what's happening to many, 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 many Americans and lots of Californians. We are losing our business that we have mm-hmm. saved and scrimped for 10 years, mm-hmm. and we have literally a little bit over $1 million of real money, not funny money, not borrowed money, not paper money, but our own money. A little over $1 million invested in that. We're going to lose it all because of King Newsom and in a county that has very, very, very little Wuhan China virus to begin with.
We're going to have to go off to a break, Mark.
Yeah.
We have to go off to a break, can you hang on through the break, brother?
Yeah, sure.
That'd be great. Okay, and, you know, just to Mark's point really quick, Nancy Pelosi opened up a hair salon to get her hair done without wearing a mask, and Newsom went to a restaurant, had a $15,000 bar bill, which you paid for.
And he kept his restaurant and winery open.
Yeah, 30 people there just all drinking and having a good time and eating and all that good stuff. No masks, no nothing. It's okay for them and not for us. Where are you, people? Time has come.
For 51.
Oh, man, do we need to get this done.
Amen.
Oh, jeez.
No more lockdown. No more government overreach. No more fascist bullies.
Valley.Bank. Member FDIC.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
And watch it unfurl.
No more lockdown.
No more threats.
No more Imperial College.
Scientists making up crooked facts.
No more lockdown.
No more pulling the wool over our eyes.
No more celebrities
telling us what we're supposed to feel.
No more status quo.
Put your shoulder to the wheel.
No more lockdown. No more lockdown.
So, Mark, what do you think about Van Morrison's new group and his new songs and stuff? And he calls his group, that's good, Terry. You need glasses for that one, buddy.
And you wrote it.
Well, if you ever see my writing, you'd understand. State 51 Conspiracy. And he talks about being shut down, the corruptness of government. Quite good. But Van Morrison knows who we are.
I've always liked Van Morrison. I like the sound. I just like his sound. I always have. So
I like the lyrics.
But yeah. But let's go back to the Second Amendment.
Yes.
To the rest of this. It's what we've been yapping about for years and years. Stand. If you don't stand, no one will. And here's how we have to stand. One of the first items on the agenda is regain control of the education system.
Yes.
Because we're fighting our own children. Our own children are the ones out there burning and looting and Antifa and Black Lives Matter, but no one else's lives matter. And it is systemic racism. Saying Merry Christmas is systemic white racism. Wow. And some of the, this is all Soviet doublespeak, and all you got to do is read George Orwell and look at the past history of the Soviet government, and look at the Chinese government, where they used to have thought crimes, and the young people would go beat the hell out of older people in their neighborhood, drag them out in the road, put a noose around their neck, and hang a sign around their neck, and make them confess to their thought crimes. What were their thought crimes? You have to ask yourself. I wish I had a better life. I would like to provide for my family. I wish I made a little more money. I wish I could afford a car. I wish I could afford a TV like they have all over the most of the rest of the world. But no, the United States government is spending $1.4 million on a study to find out if people would eat bugs and like them.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's the dystopian world that we wake up in.
We gave money for that, didn't we?
About the Lord Jesus. You can't talk about the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's okay if you say there are 200 genders and men can have menstruation periods as well as women can.
Yeah.
I mean, there is something that is topsy-turvy, Alice in Wonderland, just this dystopian idea of what truth is, and black is white, and white is black, and up is down, and down is up, and snitch off, rat out your neighbor for walking their dog without wearing a mask, and cops show up to the beach to arrest people on their paddle boards because of the China Wuhan virus, but the nation that let the virus go is making billions and billions of dollars off of you for their trouble.
Wow, it's like Twilight Zone.
Well, it is Twilight Zone, and we allowed it.
Yep.
Here's the thing. A house divided against itself cannot
stand.
Yeah,
that's
you're
right.
Absolutely right. You know, well, the Bible's right. Yeah. You know, the thing is that when we look at what's going on, like with this young man we talked about earlier in the show from West Covina, he's standing out in front of his restaurant. The health department official comes over and tells him he has to tell people that are on a public bench out in front of his business, he has to come out of his business and tell them to leave, that they can't be out there in front of his business without a mask. I mean, and the police come out. Four police officers come out there. And you scratch your head and you go, the police seem to be kind of like a mixed bag. I'm really, it's kind of like, what are you guys thinking? You take a constitutional oath and then you go and tromp on somebody's constitutional rights, and you agree with an official who's breaking the law, who's trying to make a citizen do police work that still would be illegal.
Just remember, a lot of these officers went through the same communist school system as everyone else did.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not, you know, they don't have an education that's different. They're a microcosm of the people. If you think that because they're a sheriff's deputy, they're a constitution, they're going to stand with you, think again. A lot of the younger officers have never read the Constitution. Most of the older officers have never read it. In fact, most people have never read it. They don't know what's in it. They don't know why they should even care.
Yeah, it's a foreign document, too. It's just something to talk about. You don't know what it really is.
Well, it's ignored. It's ignored constantly. I mean, we have the Article II privilege in the United States Congress on January the 6th to decertify the stolen election. I know there are several congressmen who are going to bring it up. Is there one single United States senator that will support the man who gave up everything to stand for us? Is there?
Yeah.
Crickets.
Yeah. Crickets, yeah, that's right.
I mean, I'd like to know. I'm hoping it'll be Ted Cruz or someone that will stand up and stand against this election, and it could throw it into the House of Representatives, where the true winner of this election may yet prevail. It is a very narrow pathway. However, we need to hope for the best and pray for the best, but we need to plan for the worst. If that doesn't happen, we're going to wake up in a country that is going to very quickly change. And when you look at these Georgia runoffs, where the very people who banned Georgia from their travel, the city of Los Angeles banned travel to Georgia because they didn't support abortion. The Hollywood elites and moguls of industry and high tech banned Georgia because they wouldn't follow along with the abortion rules. And now all of a sudden, these very same people are pumping billions of dollars into Georgia to elect a wife beater and a communist anti-Second Amendment person to the Georgia Senate, where Heels Up Harris will have the tiebreaker vote in every single bill that comes through there. You are going to wake up in a country that you don't even recognize and hang on to your guns. In fact, you might start digging a hole and find a suitable rock to cover the hole, because they'll probably be trying to take them away from you if Heels Up Harris and Creepy Joe actually end up in the White House.
And that is one of the scariest things ever, to think and to even consider that.
You know what? It's not scary because we allowed it. We let this happen, and we're not doing anything to stop it.
Well, I think the sleeping giant is just starting to wake up. It's a little late, but, I mean, we're waking up, and we are the law-abiding side of the two parties, if you will, or however you want to look at it. But we're not going to be burning things down. We're not going to be killing anybody and all this other stuff that's happened with the other side. So until we have proof of what's going on and how it's going, then that's when the call will go out for everybody. And then there's going to be an awakening like no other, I believe. And I feel strongly about that. The patriots are going to say, not on my watch. I mean, you think about all the former military, everybody, and all the patriots that never were military, but they're still true patriots, and they're trained, and they know what to do. And then everybody else that are just wanting to help and do what they can, and they're willing to fight. So it's going to be a true awakening of the sleeping giant, I believe.
Well, April 19th, 1775 should be your example.
Amen, brother. Amen. Wow.
Well, we've got about 2 minutes left, Mark, and I think that one thing I do want to do before we get off here is I want to thank Andre. Andre sent $100 to us. She's a patriot. She said it to help us with the radio program. We pay for this radio program, folks. We pay for this program and Sovereign Minds, the 2 hours behind us. So this isn't free. You know, we take money out of our pockets to pay it so that we can be on, so we can bring everybody, hopefully, the voice of liberty. We want to thank Andre. What a wonderful lady she is. What a patriot she is. $100 is a lot of money to that lady, and she sent it in to us, and we love you. She's been with us since the beginning of the Tea Party in 2009. What a wonderful woman she is, and thank you, Andre. We love you and appreciate it. Mark, we've got about a minute left. Anything, any final thoughts?
Oh, less than a minute.
Less than a minute. Our clock's off here. I guess that's the final
stand.
Thought.
I just say stand. I, you know, time's running out. Stand for something.
Yes, sir, we will.
Amen.
With that, time has come.
4:51.
Let's get it done.
All have to pay. It's not our bill. We had no say. You don't serve us. You serve LA. The time has come.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.